Well, there'll be more attention than usual on the latest set of official employment figures out later this morning after the Bureau of Statistics admitted recent monthly figures were probably dodgy. The credibility of the ABS numbers were already on the line after a startling jobs increase of 121,000 in August was viewed by most economists as unbelievable. The Treasurer, Joe Hockey, has blamed the previous Labor government for running down the Bureau's budget. With more, I'm joined by our business editor, Peter Ryan. And Peter, does this admission from the ABS in any way dent Australia's credibility in the eyes of global markets?
Well, Chris, these monthly employment figures are watched right around the world as one of the primary health checks on Australia's economy and a major indicator on the direction of interest rates. So billions of dollars of bets ride on the results. Now, you often hear economists questioning the reliability of official statistics from countries like China, so there are red faces that Australia's reputation might also be in this category. Yesterday, the ABS said it would not seasonally adjust employment figures, which strip out historical or volatile factors, because of recent volatility like that 121,000 jobs increase for August you mentioned, which no one simply believed, along with the 6.4% jobless rate for July, which surprised everyone with the spike. Today's numbers for September will now use raw results after those previous anomalies. The jobless rate is expected to come in at 6.1% and the August figure being revised down to come in at 6%.
Well, the ABS is an independent agency, supposed to be at arm's length from government, but obviously there must be alarm bells ringing in Canberra.
Well, that's right. The ABS might be at arm's length, but of course that never stops politicians from claiming credit for good news within minutes of the results hitting the market. The Treasurer, Joe Hockey, is in Washington for the spring meetings of the IMF and the World Bank, and he's expressed unhappiness about the volatility and reliability of the ABS numbers. But he's also used the issue to blame Labor for running down the statisticians' resources.
I have asked the Secretary of the Treasury to look into the matters, resolve in relation to the ABS. I am unhappy with the volatility of the series. It's a broader issue beyond the ABS's current challenges with the monthly unemployment data. The previous government left the ABS with insufficient resources to be able to upgrade their computer systems and also some structural issues that need to be addressed, including the fact that they haven't got a chief statistician.
Joe Hockey speaking in Washington earlier today, but Peter, does the Treasurer have any solutions?
Well, Mr. Hockey was asked if he'd stump up for more money for the ABS. He says he'll look at it, but says he won't be writing any blank checks. At the same time, the ABS has called in consultants to look at things like methodology around data collection and ways of doing a better job. Mr. Hockey was also asked about a user pay scheme for market participants who use the ABS data. He says that's something he might be looking at.
When Wall Street has recovered after yesterday's losses, what prompted that turnaround?
Well, Wall Street's closed 1.6% higher, making up all of those losses from yesterday. That's after the US Federal Reserve said it would keep interest rates near zero for a considerable time. But the Fed also says concerns about a global slowdown pose some pretty big risks for the US economy.
Business editor Peter Ryan, thank you.